sh**. It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow. Yeah.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening or watching Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than saying, "What up, bitches?" when you're not the right color. You can join our chat room, DenPam. Go to davincomedy.com, click live broadcast. Also, you can watch on the Davin's Den page on Facebook Live and join in that chat room. Audio is better on davincomedy.com. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Joe Curry. Hello, Joe.
Hello. How are you, sir?
I am good. How are you?
Good.
So Joe will be manning the chat as best he can this evening, as we are without Pip. Kevin Lee will be here shortly.
Ah, there he is.
There's Kevin. He'll be coming down here shortly, getting in front of a microphone. That was a whole fiasco. Oh, my God. Here comes Kevin. He's going to plug in the computer, if he knows how to do that. Plug in the computer. Oh, my God. No, the back. You can't find the hole. Got to go around back. The opposite of what is usually preferred. Yes. All right, now you're going to talk into the microphone.
Testing 1, 2.
There you go. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, what's up? Hey, how do I get rid of this thing?
Well, I don't know what that thing is.
It's just something up there. I'll pluck on it.
I don't know where your face. What happened there? Where's your face?
You don't see my face?
Now I see your face.
Okay, I'm talking about all of these bars up here.
Okay.
There's a lot of stuff. Oh, there's my handsome face.
Yeah. You should probably stop.
We are good to go. How's it going, Kevin?
Hey, what's up, man? Long time no see, man.
Good. How's it going?
I'm going pretty good, man.
Good. Glad to
have you. How you doing, bro?
Good, pal.
Good. All right.
All right. Hold on, Joe. I wanted to see if I can make you louder. Hold. Talk real quick, Joe.
Check 1, 2, 3.
All right. That sounds a little better. All right. All sorts of tech issues. This is what happens when we don't have Pip with us. I guess
I'm glad I'm not a senior citizen. I wouldn't be able to hear
you. You are a senior citizen.
Yikes.
Oh, my God. I mean, Kevin is embarrassing with how bad he is at a computer. He said he hasn't used a computer in 15 years.
I haven't. I got my cell phone and I have my tablet. I got an iPad. I mean, you know, so when you work an iPad for.
Man, you really don't need it with that. You know, you really don't need it with that stuff.
Apparently you do.
When I come to Davin's show, I need.
Oh, well, you don't need to.
I should have brought my iPad in. I could have logged on with that.
You could have, but you didn't. So.
Well, that would have been easier.
Well, next time. All right. On the show, School of Fools, as students pick cotton in class, and it ends in a problem. Of course it did. If it didn't end in a problem, we wouldn't be talking about it here. Can you speak other people's vernacular, or is it cultural appropriation? I'm sure we'll have an interesting conversation about that. Apple's going to look at your pictures and read your encrypted messages. The government wants new cars to determine if you're drunk or you left a child in the back seat. Turbulent Air, the subject of Joe's blog this week. Southwest Airlines tells a Biden supporter to cover her pro-Biden sign. We don't cotton to that type of signage on our flights.
Was that on Trump Airlines or
no? Southwest. It was a weird
story. You would think
it was a weird story, and we will bring back a game we've not done in a long time. We'll play some In the Barrel. It'll be Joe versus Kevin, and I'll be keeping score.
Oh,
so that is
I won the last time I was here. So
you never played In the Barrel.
Well, I played some game and I won.
Okay, yeah, but this involves how quickly you can improvise.
Oh wow!
This we're gonna see. We're going to see.
I'm staging a mic.
well, we're going to find out. Well, we'll explain what that is a little bit later on. Joe's an old hand at this, but he hasn't played in a while. And so we'll see how you guys do. So what's going on, Kevin? How are you? Oh, he's got the COVID, apparently, Joe.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm choking on Pepsi. Stop it. No, I'm good. I'm good, man. That's a problem. You can't even have a cough now. You can't even catch, you know, you can't do anything now. Everything's COVID now. And like, you know.
No, you can do lots of things. You can be healthy. You could do that. Now, Kevin calls me, texts me earlier today. He's like, oh, I don't know if I could come. My wife's giving me crap, you know. Is everybody there vaccinated? This guy's going to Florida. He's got people hanging over him left and right, and he's worried about coming to my house.
I get paid to catch COVID down there. I don't get paid to come.
You don't get paid enough to catch COVID. You're not getting rich, and it's only not, I mean, like we're infested with COVID here or something. Yeah. So I lied to Kevin. Obviously, we're anti-vaxxers and anti-maskers here. So Kevin's going to get the COVID-19.
Oh, cool, man. Well, there you go. I am vaxxed, so I'm good, man.
Yeah?
I'm good, yeah.
Please tell the missus I said hello.
I will do. I will do.
And Joe would like to send his avails, if possible.
I don't even know if we have a club. I'm trying to be...
Yeah, it's laugh it up.
So, you know, it's fine. We're talking about this mask thing. It would be School of Fools, but it's a current event type of thing. So the governors of Florida and Texas, Republican governors, and it's not all Republican governors, it's these two.
It is mostly Republican.
But they're going, they're not allowing the local school boards to issue mask mandates. And they're like, well, we're protecting you from big government. No! No, you're stepping on small government. And it's like freaking, I mean, because Florida's like on fire with the COVID-19.
Yes.
I think today Trump's attorney general came out against us like, this is madness. What are you guys doing where you're not letting schools have mask mandates? And now DeSantis is saying if you do have a mask mandate, we're going to withhold your funding and your salaries. What is going on in this country?
Well, didn't we see this with Sandy Hook? I mean, we don't protect our children, man. I mean, our children right now from this Delta variant is at risk. When COVID first hit, it was adults and mostly senior citizens. Now
we determined as a country that the seniors had lived enough,
yes.
So we could lose some of them.
But now you think that children are getting sick, people will be a little bit more, you know. But they're not. They're like,
like you hear the reports, and like Florida is like all out of like pediatric beds for the kids. I don't understand what's going on, Joe. You're the Republican in the room, though you're not usually as nonsensical as DeSantis. I know you like him to some degree. What do you make of this?
Well, basically there has been the science. I mean, there's been argument going back and forth that the way it's very traumatic to have the kids wearing the mask. It's also there's been also a contention that kids, young kids, show their emotions through facial gesticulations, and he said with a mask, they can't show their feelings, and it's, you know, and it might traumatize them. So going with that, saying that's a variable.
Can I just hold you right there, and I'll let you continue? Two things. First, one, I've never heard that, although it sounds valid. Two, I've never heard Governor Abbott or Governor DeSantis say either of those things, but go on.
Well, I was listening to WOR, and he had a surgeon on today, somebody from the medical field, and these are like some of the arguments. Now, the recovery, what you have to look at is the recovery rate of the kids. If it's going to be something like the flu, where the kid gets it and the kid is better than a week, maybe you don't want to go with the mask mandate. And like I say, these are variables I'm giving. I'm not giving a stance. So please, you guys, don't think this is a stance. I'm just giving variables to this argument. So if the recovery time is no longer than a regular flu, wearing a mask might be not the best choice. They have to look at the recovery. And you know, the thing about it is you follow the science. The science is always changing, so science from the beginning of the month might be the science at the end of the month.
Right, but this isn't even about a science thing. This is about small government, which is ironic, which is why I've said all along, like, oh, Trump's a conservative. No, he's not. None of these guys are conservatives. I know what conservatism is. DeSantis is getting up there, and Joe makes interesting points, which I'd never heard. But putting those points aside, as I said, DeSantis never said those things. DeSantis goes, we're not going to have the federal government dictate to us. We're small government. Meanwhile, these local governments are going, hey, we know what's going on in our community. We know what's going on in our hospitals. Let us decide what we want to do, whether we should wear a mask or not wear a mask. And they're like, oh, and DeSantis is like, it's liberty. And the smaller governments, the school board's like, yes, give us the liberty to decide what is best. The Florida Constitution states that they have to provide a safe place for the students to learn. So putting what you said aside, Joe, again, because I've never heard DeSantis say any of that stuff.
Like I said, they should be more clear. A lot of times, all these politicians should be more clear in what they're saying.
No, but he's playing politics, Joe.
Can I be blunt, as I'm always?
No, please use some fancy words so we don't understand what you mean.
All right.
I'll be blunt,
guys, gentlemen. There's 75 million voters out there that he's after.
That's fair.
Can I be as blunt as that?
That's pretty much it. But you know what? There's 81 million who said, fuck no. So,
well, that 81 million might not be there for the next
Democratic
Party,
fair enough,
though, right?
But I think it's going to cost...
Especially since they got rid of a guy that had potential,
Cuomo?
Yeah,
We'll get to Cuomo in a minute. I didn't expect to be talking about all this stuff. I have thoughts
today
on Cuomo too. But if all these kids are getting sick, he's not only not going to win a national election. he won't even get reelected as governor. I mean, he barely won the last time against the Tallahassee mayor, who then it came out was like doing crack in a hotel room afterwards. So maybe it's good he didn't become governor of Florida. But that was a very close race between him. I can't remember the guy's name now because he's disappeared because he did crack.
Manberry Jr.
No, that's not who it was. But he barely beat an African-American man in a neck-and-neck governor's race. DeSantis was popular there for a while. He was very popular. But now he is focusing in on that Trump base, and that Trump base is not all Republicans. So I don't understand what they do. But forget about the politics of it. It just doesn't make sense. Let the school boards decide, hey, we got an outbreak here, we need masks. Or everything's cool, we don't need masks. I mean, what? Don't tell me you're worried about big government when big government's coming down. But people don't ask these questions. But all right. But Joe, I don't know, Joe. I don't know if what you say is true or not true. I haven't heard.
What I said was true. What I heard. So if you say, so you heard this? Yes, I heard this. Is it true? It's speculation on what could happen. I mean, you haven't made the case, but they're giving their views why parents could be upset about the masks and how the kids could be traumatized at a young age wearing the masks. My thing is where I start to put my two cents in. If the recovery rate is no longer than a week of a kid, than a normal flu, maybe you don't want to wear the mask and you just,
But Joe, what they're finding, here's what people forget about the COVID. It's not just whether you live or die. They are finding out there are long-term effects, including in these kids. Remember, kids are still developing. There's this brain fog, and it inflames the heart. So it's not even whether you live or die. And this still is a coronavirus, a new virus. I mean, if we can do something to protect the kids, why not do it? I mean, the kids are already used to it. You tell me you want the schools open. We all say we want the schools open. This is a way we can get the schools open. I mean, the infection rate is like now higher than it ever was, or at least as high as it was in the beginning of this year down there. Florida is on fire. It's just disappointing.
But it's kids.
Well, if you want to go, and like I said, I'm going from things I've been hearing. Not saying that it's the point, but just my buddy sent this link to a school meeting. The school meeting there had a doctor that specializes in virus. He dealt with a lot of COVID patients, and he was at a school board meeting and saying that the masks do not work. The masks do not stop particles. It's impossible for it to stop the particles. He also said that the recovery times for children would be a lot quicker. And he also said that there was some other information due to the vaccine that was concerning that the CDC is really not letting on to or not being forthcoming with. And he said he had all this information. Now you can say, well, where's the information? He said that he had it on a flash drive.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
right.
Joe, is this accompanied by a YouTube video I can watch?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm not, well, that's what he said. So I'm
hearing
that.
Look, I'm not saying you're espousing to that. I'm not lumping you in that category, but I'm saying that's the type of bullshit we've heard a lot of.
Yes.
Where's Joe's audio? Joe, I can't hear you.
Well, But I convinced I wasn't.
Oh, I'm wrong. Sorry. I'm sorry. You know what? My bad. I was looking at the screen and I was looking at the wall, and it's a little behind. So, I'm sorry.
With that in mind, I'm working on a joke at the workshop, and I wanted to look into the backstory of it. And basically, it was the polio vaccine,
right?
That Jonas Salk developed. And I was trying to compare Jonas Salk trying to give the vaccine away, and it got. So basically, what I did was I was going to revert back to Roosevelt and rewrite the joke. Well, what I'm getting at is this: I found facts and figures on the polio vaccine when it came out, and there was a lot of controversy when it came out. There was a lot of stuff that Jonas Salk redacted, and pharmaceutical company redacted on that. Pharmaceutical companies were making a lot of money on that. Some kids wound up paralyzed from the vaccine. There were some kids, I think about maybe 3,000 kids died from it. With that being said, it's like, all right, well, this is what they did at the time. Now, here's a new thing with the vaccine. So if you want to be controversial and say, well, you know, this could be a conspiracy. Well, there was a couple of things there when the polio vaccine came out. Not saying that I'm going to, that I'm like, well, you know, this is why we shouldn't do it. It could be why there are some people that are coming out with caution with the vaccine, especially with kids.
There's something to be said for that argument, but I'm not hearing these politicians making that argument. I know.
And, Dav, it also comes back to with inflation. Now, with inflation, the economists are coming out. You hear them all the time. With their thoughts on the inflation, and it should be backed up. But I don't hear Biden talking enough about
it. Oh, he does. He has been talking about it. And the stimulus package, the infrastructure package, which Obama couldn't pass, which Trump couldn't pass. I mean, that became the joke, infrastructure week every week with Donald Trump. It looks like Biden is going to pass now, and this is going to help offset the inflation, because there's going to be so much money poured into all these jobs. I mean, this is what you and I have been talking about since we did the show, you know, which was through Obama and Trump.
I want to see the bill, because a lot of stuff that's earmarked in that, there are things in there that has nothing to do with infrastructure. Also, it's also a platform for the Green New Deal. Also, there's going to be a lot of union, Biden was saying, well, there's going to be a lot of union jobs. And the problem with the union jobs is it's going to make everything very expensive. And to give you an example, up in Afton, New York, there was a project that was going on. That's where my nephew lives, up in Afton, New York. And there was a contractor that was bidding that was going to put people in the Afton area to work on this project. Because he wasn't union, he couldn't bid on it, and they brought all his people up from the city to do the project. So the project was in that area, but because it wasn't union, they were bringing a lot of people from out of the area in there. So this, I really want to see the nuts and bolts.
Well, here, listen. No matter who passes an infrastructure bill, or law, if it becomes law, there's always going to be stuff that you go, oh, why'd they do that? It could be better. I wish they didn't do that. The fact of the matter is, the past two presidents, at least, maybe even more, I don't remember with W, the past two presidents at least couldn't get it done. We know this. They're going to improve roads that need to be done. We know they're going to improve airports, because our airports are awful. That needs to be done. We know they're going to improve bridges and tunnels, because they're falling apart. That needs to be done. We know they're going to supply broadband, high speed, in places that, amazingly enough, in the year 2021, do not have it. So these are all good things. Yes, will there be things where I might not like or you might not like? Absolutely. The fact of the matter is, our country desperately needs this. We waste money on so much nonsense all the time. You look at any department, any project, whether it be a wall or whether it be the Pentagon or wherever you want to go. If you and I went through with a fine-tooth comb, we go, well, that's bullshit. Why are they paying for that? This, that, the other. The fact of the matter is, this is one of the most important things our government can do for this country.
And we've
had this discussion for years. And when they interviewed leaders of business, and they said, well, what's one of the biggest things holding down this country from progressing? It said was the infrastructure for the reasons that you just gave. I just, it's just the whole political thing again where there's just so much in this that isn't based on the infrastructure.
Well, no, that's not true. That's not true. This 1.1 or 1.2 trillion is all the things that you would consider infrastructure. What the progressives are trying to get Biden to pass, and which he wants to pass, through reconciliation, which is a budgetary means, is a lot of the softer stuff, the caring for the elderly that is labeled under infrastructure. That's the stuff you might object to. But the stuff in this $1.2 trillion, that's all the stuff we've been talking about. So that's why this
But, you know, it's just a shame. And like I said, all the soft stuff, you know, for caring the elderly, it's like, you know, it's like, oh, you don't care about the other? Yes, I do. But it should have been separate of that.
Well, it is going to be separate.
And we should be passing a bill that's based on infrastructure.
Well, that's what this bill is.
With a lot of pork on it.
Well, listen, there's always going to be pork, because if you're going to get Republicans and Democrats, they're going to sign on to this thing. They go, all right, what's my state going to get? What's my district going to get? We know that. That's why we have all the military bases we have. That's why we have more tanks than we need. Everybody has their hand out. But you have to put that aside, and it sucks. I think all three of us would agree, no matter our political persuasion, that it sucks how much money they waste. But no matter who's president, they're going to waste the money anyway. We know that. Just for the country, for everyday citizens, this is a good thing. That's all I'm saying. It's a major accomplishment. That's all I'm saying. So Kevin brought up soon-to-be former Governor Cuomo. He's got 14 days and counting, kids.
13 when we wake up.
13 when we wake up, yes. If you're listening to us on podcast, 13 as the countdown begins.
I'm so happy about it.
I was doing a show on Saturday night. And there was a Republican congressman in my audience. Happens to be from my district. I didn't know him. I should pay attention more to local politics. I know. Nice guy. Got to talking to him after the show. Good sense of humor. I might actually be doing a fundraiser for him. But, you know, I was busting his balls and everything. You know, really good guy. Got to talking to him after the show. Of course, I brought up Cuomo. I said, this guy's going to get impeached. He's like, yeah, it's probably going to happen this week. Then this is, you know, I'm talking on Saturday night. He goes, here's the thing. He goes, I actually like Governor Cuomo. When I would come to him for things for my district, he would get the money for us to be able to do the things. So he goes, so I don't hate Cuomo. He goes, here's this thing, though. This lieutenant governor, Hochwell or something, I think is her name.
Yeah.
He couldn't speak highly enough about her. He's like, she's outstanding. He's like, this is what makes the impeachment possible, because we know the state will be in good hands. We can work with her. She's very well respected. So that's why this was happening. Now, as far as Cuomo himself, here's the difference between the Democratic base and the Republican base and the politicians. As far as the politicians, left, right, center, they all have scumbags. If you don't think that, then you got your little rose-tinted glasses on. They all have scumbags who did shitty things, and Andrew Cuomo is no different. Another politician who got cocky and stupid and full of his power. The difference now, as opposed to, say, when Bill Clinton was president, is the liberal base will stand for a lot of shit, but the liberal base will no longer stand for rape and sexual assault, whereas the Republican base will, and I will give you instances. Wiener had to leave. The guy from Minnesota.
The comedian, ex-comedian.
Yeah, you guys.
Al Franken
had to leave. Cuomo had to leave. Trump didn't have to leave. Madison Cawthorn didn't have to leave. Matt Gaetz didn't have to leave. Roy Moore didn't have to leave, although enough Republicans said, fuck no. He still got more votes than he ever should have gotten. So it comes down to base. Cuomo isn't doing this.
You left out the judge.
Which judge? You're right. Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh. Yeah.
So it's not that any of these people, it's not like Franken maybe realized, you know, maybe I did something wrong. But most of them realized, go, fuck, I can't do it with my base. That's what Cuomo's doing.
How Franken did nothing wrong? You know how many photos?
There was like 11 allegations.
No, Franken didn't do anything wrong.
There was 11 allegations.
Let me explain. He wasn't in office. He was a comedian when a lot of these allegations happened. I have 1,000 pictures of me hugging women and flirting with women and women, me grabbing
out of
women.
All them?
I'm just saying. Out if of I was all become them, a politician today.
Well, Kavanaugh didn't do this shit in office either.
If I was to become a politician today, I'll be doomed
from
some
of the
pictures I've taken as a professional comedian.
You just brought up Kavanaugh. To be fair, what Kavanaugh was accused of doing was when he was a high school and college student.
Okay.
So, I mean, you
should... fair, yeah.
All right, so listen.
Okay, so he's on a plane, and he takes a
that's
selfie.
Just, no, but there were,
okay,
there
that's
was,
one. Okay.
There was allegations. We went over this a couple of weeks ago. Right, okay. I was surprised how many allegations there were against Franken.
Okay.
Out of all of them, did Franken probably do the least? Yes, but it comes... You can't... We should all demand.
So flirting is a crime until you get rich and famous. Let's be honest, guys. Come on now. Flirting's a crime unless you get rich and famous. Can we be honest?
But then by your argument, Kavanaugh did nothing wrong.
Because he was not rich and famous. I'm not rich and
famous,
and I'm not a politician, and I've done the same thing that these guys
have done.
So
then, you know, Andrew,
if I become famous, and one of these women go, hey, you know Kevin Lee touched my buttocks at the comedy club in 1997, then, you know.
Well, then by your logic, Governor Cuomo and Matt Gaetz are the worst of them, because they did this in office. Donald Trump, with the 20-some-odd rape and sexual assault allegations, did all that shit before he was president.
Rape allegations and sexual and flirting is two different things.
Right. And Cuomo was accused of sexual harassment, using his power, of groping women. Cuomo had to go. The difference is, if it was a Republican governor who did that shit, I'm telling you, his base wouldn't have made him leave. And listen, before the liberals feel too good about themselves, I mean, we had Ralph Northam with the blackface, and even the black people like, no, he's good. He doesn't have to go. So it's a sliding scale.
You have a rock star on your T-shirt. I'm a big fan of Paul McCartney. I mean, let me tell you something. I was thinking about just driving over here.
Is this going to have to do with the conversation?
Yes.
Okay.
because I was just thinking about rock stars.
Okay.
Today, driving over here to do this show, I was thinking about rock stars and other celebrities. So, if this was George Clooney or Brad Pitt that flirted with these women, it probably wouldn't have came off as sexual harassment. It would have been, hey, guess who flirted with me on the elevator today? George Clooney.
But to her girlfriend later on that evening.
You agree?
Here's the thing. Maybe not. Here's the thing. These are supposed to be leaders. And you know what? If you're looking for Paul McCartney, since that's the guy who I'm wearing right now, to be your leader, that's your problem. If you're looking for him to be a great musician, makes sense. If you're looking for him to be a leader, that's your problem. We have entrusted all of these people, judges, governors, presidents, Congress people, to be our leaders. Left, right, center, you should expect the best of your leaders. That's what I'm saying. We should not put up with this shit.
He's a single rich man. Of course he's going to flirt with women.
Who?
Cuomo. He's not married.
He's the governor.
He's a single millionaire.
He's accused of cupping breasts while in office. There was a female state trooper. Listen, I don't know. There's a lot of allegations.
I don't believe any of them.
That's you. You don't have to believe it. But apparently,
because if he worked for the Albany Sanitary dumping trash cans, none of this would be going on.
No, then he would have been
fired. $12 million.
No, then he would have been fired because it would have gone to HR and you never would have heard of it.
Well, all those sexual harassment is going to go away when he start buying BMWs for these harassers in a few
Then you could... Hold on, Joe. I know you want to jump in here. Let me just say one thing to defend Trump. Then you couldn't get mad that Trump was president. Because I was mad, and you're the father of a daughter too, because this guy has been an accused sexual harasser, womanizer, rapist for years. But by your logic, you can't get mad. Joe, go on.
All right. Basically, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine who's a retired Nassau County DA. And we were talking about the whole Cuomo issue. And the whole thing is with the impeachment and everything like that, and it's a very controversial thing that Cuomo did not really get due process in this, where he would address the allegations, how it would be handled if he would be impeached, and then he would step down, and then he would go over the allegations. I don't like Cuomo, but it's a thing where, and we were discussing it, putting rule of law over rule of emotion. Is he a creep? Yeah, I would love to see him thrown out. He was, but was rule of law put in place where he got due process? And from the way I'm seeing it, it was not.
Well, hey, Joe, he was about to get due process. The impeachment, he would have gotten his due process, and then, unlike the federal government, from what I understand, then a judge can review it. So he could have held fast and not resigned.
I have a question.
Yes.
I don't mean to cut you off. My bad. I'm new to New York. I've only been here for, 8 or 9 years?
We've been tracking you.
You got You guys are New Yorkers, man. I don't know.
I've been here 15 years. Joe's the New Yorker. I'm a New Jerseyan.
And Joe already made it clear that he doesn't like the guy, but I think he doesn't like
him. He used to like Cuomo. There was a time when Joe liked Cuomo.
Has he done good for New York?
Yes.
Then that's what matters.
It's not what matters.
Was he a good governor or a bad governor?
Well, I mean,
in my eyes, Trump was a bad president, right? But was Cuomo a bad governor? Was he a horrible governor?
No, but it's got to be more than that. It's got to be more than that. If these people have no moral authority, who are they to tell me what to do? I'm sorry, if you're sexually assaulting women and using your power over women to get yourself a little rub and tug, you have no moral authority. I'm an asshole. I should not be a better person than the governor or the president. I'm a comedian. We're not known as really high and moral people. We should not be better than the people who have been elected, who've been given trust. They're doing it on our dime, on our tax dollars. Again, I said the difference with Trump is he did all this shit on his own dime.
So you don't buy the generational thing about men flirting with women and just being touchy-touchy.
Governor Cuomo put in some of the stiffest laws against sexual harassment. He knew what he was doing. He got cocky. He got stupid.
He also put his own foot in cow shit because basically, as governor, he instituted that to waive a statute of limitations on that. If that statute of limitations was not in place, there would be no case against that. So basically, what it was is I believe he came up to him and said, look, you need to step that if you go, we understand that you have to answer these, and that would be during the impeachment process. You would have to step down as governor. It doesn't look good for business, especially with everything going on in the state, and you're gonna have to step away. So, and basically, he was dead set against it, you know. So they came to him, and they probably told him, for the party, it's best that you step down.
But that's to my point, Joe. That's what I'm saying. Because the Democrats, they look at this type of thing as bad for the party. The Republicans look at it as, don't worry, we can get through it. They all do the Trump playbook, and it usually works. Matt Gaetz should be gone. I know he hasn't had his due process, but those are horrible allegations against Matt Gaetz. Madison, and he did it while in office. Madison Cawthorn has sexual assault and maybe even rape allegations, but that's when he was in college, so it's not while he was in office, so that's to Kevin's point. But at the very least, Matt Gaetz should be gone. He's not gone. He goes to these rallies with Marjorie Taylor Greene, and he's deemed a hero.
And you just answered the own question. Yeah, he should be gone. He's running around with Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's out of her freaking mind.
Yeah, but that's your party.
So they're running around, and both of them are running around in tin hats yelling, the sky is falling. I think they're probably going to look, people are just going to look at
Thank you, Joe. I'm so glad you said that.
Look at Sarah Palin. You know, are you going to take what she said? She's an asshole. Who cares?
Yeah, but then here's the difference. When Sarah Palin was, as you said, an asshole, there was enough sensible people like John McCain, who was actually a conservative, where Sarah Palin was the fringe, even though we picked her. What I've been saying for a while is, now the fringe is running the party. Donald Trump is the lunatic fringe. Nobody spreads more bullshit memes or conspiracy theories back when he was allowed on social media than Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the lunatic fringe, and it's Trump's party now. So while you're saying these people are assholes, and I agree with you, there was a time where maybe the party would have drummed them out.
So let me give you my take.
They're just not now.
Let me give my take real quickly, guys. I thought back early on in the pandemic when Cuomo should, Biden already had said he's going to pick a woman, so he couldn't go back on that. Mm-hmm. But people were going, Cuomo should be vice president. And his popularity
People wanted Cuomo to be president. People wanted Biden to step down and Cuomo.
His popularity was that good at one point.
And then he wrote a book.
And when it was, I said they're going to take him down. And also said they're going to ruin his reputation. And I said this to myself a long time ago. And also said the assassinations, not literally assassination, but the character assassination of the vice president, Harris, is going to happen too. Because I believe that was a winning ticket, those two. Because Biden's not running again.
He might. I don't know. He might. I don't know.
I mean, he looks like he could, but I don't. I mean, 3 years is not going to work. You know, he's an old man. I think he's going to step down, and I think a Cuomo Harris ticket would have been good.
But I'll tell you what. It's not going to be Harris who's going to win. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Well, if she had a popularity of a Cuomo who was popular at the time with her, That could have been a winning ticket.
You know
what?
Maybe there's something to this.
They're trying to assassinate them.
Always say that, but you know what? Don't do stupid shit. You don't get your character assassinated. Even Cuomo has said, well, you know, maybe they misunderstood. He's not saying the shit didn't happen.
Who's done more stupid shit than Donald Trump? He's president for 4 years.
I understand that. Cuomo was like, hold on. I see what you're... Cuomo was just like a little mini Trump. He was bullying people in his party.
But the thing about Cuomo that really was odd is when he's going, we touch, we feel, it's an Italian thing. But so like, you're using a stereotype to as your defense?
And see, I'm not...
That struck me, too.
You know what? That struck me, too, Joe. But you know what, Joe? I went to a comedy club. I won't mention it, Booker's name right now. We probably all know. I went to a comedy club. It was Italian Booker. And I walked in, and he kissed me on the cheek. All right? And then I saw him kiss another comic on the cheek who was Italian. I was surprised he kissed me on the cheek because I'm not Italian. But he kissed the other guy on the cheek, too, that showed up. That was my feature act. And he was Italian. And I was like, Italian men always kiss people on the cheek when they meet.
Well, we talked about that at the wedding. There was a picture of Cuomo with the young lady, and Joe Pip and myself all thought, you know what? That doesn't seem like that seems like it could be a misunderstanding. Yeah. So there are ones, but then you also have Cuomo. These women testify. He's asking them about their sex life. Why don't you show a little bit more leg? You know, commenting on the body. You can't do that. First of all, you're the boss. Second of all, you're the governor.
Did it?
Well, they all testified, and he resigned.
True,
he resigned. He resigned.
He didn't have a choice.
He had a choice.
He lost all of his power, especially when Biden said step down, and Biden couldn't go back on his words because Biden made this statement.
Why now? I mean,
he had to step down. Come on.
Listen, I don't believe this guy was framed. If it's one or two, you scratch it. When you start getting into the numbers that he did and that Trump did. And that Cosby did, not that Cosby's a politician, you know, but when you start getting to those numbers, you go, all right, there could be a little something here.
I don't know if numbers is actually...
It's not the only thing, but, you know, when the numbers start adding up, you go, all right, this seems to be like a behavior trait.
You ripped 100 rooms and you still got to beg people to headline you. Come on, man. So numbers mean nothing.
Not in our industry.
It was a breakdown. It was besides that, the whole thing with the nursing home issue, you know, shoveling the nursing home patients in, that even though they glossed over it, it had to be something to do with that. Having his staff write his book, also the bravado.
Wait, what happened? Wait, I didn't hear that.
Well, they were accused that he had his staff work on his book.
Well, Joe, in his defense, we were in the middle of a pandemic, so he didn't have time to write a book claiming victory over the pandemic while still fighting the pandemic. Somebody had to write it, Joe.
I think that's what he said, too.
What? What'd you say?
But so it's these allegations, and it's compounded by that. It's compounded by all the enemies that he made.
Made a lot of enemies.
I'm calling BS.
Over himself. He can't be more happy. Because and also Cuomo had a problem with being too much of a micromanager. A perfect example is with the subway. He had the gentleman running the subway. I forgot the gentleman's name. He ran the subway system in London, and was as a matter of fact, he's back. Phenomenal. Was doing a great job. He comes over here. They hire him. He's doing a great job. But Trump has to come in and micromanage everything he does, undermine him, and he's like, you know what? Go to hell. I can't work like this. Nobody can. You know, where you have your boss trying to undermine you and question every little thing that you do, you can't do your job. Trump had a problem with that too. With that, he would make enemies. We mentioned De Blasio, God Almighty. I mean, he couldn't do enough to make De Blasio look like a buffoon, and De Blasio doesn't need his help. You know. So there was a lot to it, you know.
Listen, my only point was the difference in the parties that the liberal base is just not going to put up with sexual assault and rape anymore. And when that wasn't always the case, as we saw with Bill Clinton, you know, they couldn't fall over themselves enough to dismiss these women who accused Bill Clinton of sexual assault and rape. Couldn't fall over themselves enough to defend Bill Clinton and attack these women. You know, 30 years later, it doesn't look so good.
Here's a good question for you guys. There's an election for governor coming up in, what, a year?
In a year.
Yeah. So do you think this lady that's taking over for him is going to be powerful enough to remain in power?
Well,
a Republican president, a Republican, or New York's going to see a Republican
governor?
Governor, yes.
I mean, there's no way of knowing. Depends on the job she does.
Well, yeah, it's going to be. It's tough. I mean, you got. I mean, some of the candidates on the Republican Party are Rob Astorino and Giuliani's son. So I don't know.
Joe, Jesus Christ! I wasn't sure up until you.
Jesus is not running. He doesn't want that job. He's had enough.
I wasn't sure up until you mentioned those two names, Astorino and Giuliani Jr. No, thank you.
I'm about to buy Davin's wife a new laptop. I almost punched the screen, man.
I mean, who knows? They're saying.
Sure, why not?
They're saying Cuomo is resigning and he might run again.
Well, they said that. They said his numbers. They did a poll. His numbers are still high.
Yeah, people like Cuomo.
So people like him. The guy got a bridge. They're not going to take the name off his bridge.
No, that's his dad's bridge.
Okay, well, yeah.
And people are so upset about that bridge. I understand. Oh, it'll always be the Tappan Zee in my mind. Who the fuck cares?
Yeah, let me tell bridge you. Named after a Klansman down in.
A great joke.
What?
Well, I go. He actually wanted to name it the Tappanat Ass.
That's right. Yes.
That's a funny joke. Yeah. Yeah,
but like so many people who I know who lean right on my social media, they hate that it's named after his father. I mean, his father, Mario Cuomo, was a very popular governor. What do you fucking care? I mean, were you attached to Tappan Zee? I don't even know the significance of Tappan Zee. I don't give a shit. What I give a shit is how much is the toll to get back and forth? That's the only thing I care about.
That's funny.
Yeah, you know what? You want to call it the Cuomo Bridge? Just keep the toll at $6.
Yeah.
You can call it anything you want.
Exactly.
Look the Bin Laden Bridge. As long as
sure. Bin Laden Bridge. Unfortunately, Joe, the Bin Laden Bridge only goes one way. And then But yeah, exactly. We're of the same mind. I don't really give a shit what they go. Now, Kevin brought up the point that, you know, some bridges are named after Klansmen and stuff like that. Yes.
Yeah, the Pettus Bridge, down in the famous Pettus Bridge. Yeah.
I think we can rename bridges named after Klansmen. I don't have a problem with that. But as far as I don't care. Yeah. I don't care. And nobody can tell me what nobody on this panel, anyway, can tell me what Tappan Zee stands for. No, Joe's tapping the ass makes a lot more sense to me.
That's funny. That's actually funny. I just see a lot of people celebrating on social media.
Also the things with the tunnels, there was a story. What happened was they were rebuilding one of the tunnels in the city, and Cuomo ran up the bill on the tunnel because he insisted that he wanted blue striping for New York to be on the, and it added hundreds of $1,000s.
Yeah, but Joe. The great thing about blue striping is when you are stuck in traffic and bumper to bumper traffic, the striping will make you seem like you're going fast. So it was very important to do that.
But you know that's somewhere he micromanaged. So I want the blue. Well, it's going to be another $300,000 for this tile.
Let me tell you,
I want blue.
He and Donald Trump, it was very interesting watching them fight back and forth when this pandemic started. They have a lot of things in common. You listen to the other Democrats, the way Cuomo bullied them and everything, and you hear some of these Republicans the way Trump was, and the micromanaging and the paying attention to nonsense bullshit like painting or whatever the fuck you want to put on top of a wall. Yeah, you listen. I like
Cuomo's a lot smarter than
Cuomo is a lot smarter. But
Cuomo read a book
once
and
in his
taken
life.
Notice on that, but you know he was a control freak, a micromanager, a narcissist. You know, so it was just as bad. And I mean,
well, he's born.
I mean, especially when he would give his speeches, you know, he sounded so condescending, like he was talking down to you. Yeah.
Well, I mean, at one point, the speeches were good and they were needed, and a lot of people took comfort. But I take your point. Listen,
how was his speech today?
I wasn't paying that much attention.
It was pretty good. Joe, you watch the speech today?
No, I didn't.
I thought it was very moving. I thought he brought up his daughters. I didn't know he had daughters, and he talked about his kids and their girls, you know,
and what great asses they have. And
I love to see their ass. I mean, you know, I don't know how you watch a speech and not feel bad for the guy, but if you think he's a serial harasser, then I guess you don't feel bad for the guy.
You know, when it comes down to a lot of these things is, unless there's witnesses, there's only two people who know. The one who is accused of doing it and the one who is the alleged victim. I don't know.
Well, being a father of a daughter, I have to take it serious, but also I also have to realize that these women are all going to – Cuomo's not going to jail, so – they're going to go after money.
You know what? No. So you're
going after money.
You're accusing a state trooper of that? One of them was a state trooper.
I don't give a rat's butt. She's only how much? Come on, is state trooper won't go out the money.
I don't know
how much money a state trooper.
I don't know of any instances where these ladies are asking Cuomo for a dime. I don't know of any instances.
Oh, they will as soon as this. Come on, you don't think they're gonna have? Yeah, that's like saying none of the women ask Bill Cosby for a dime. Come on,
you don't think Bill Cosby's a rapist either?
They went after his money.
So you don't think Bill Cosby's a rapist?
Well, you know what? The whole thing. I was discussing that with my friend as well. Is that the whole rule of law with Cosby? Yeah, Cosby's a rapist. Yeah, he did it. Unfortunately, due to technicality that the prosecution never even bothered to understand, and she was saying, yeah, they didn't even bother looking into it. That technicality got...
Well, no, what they said was, I know what you're talking about, but they said the court never rules that way. Whatever. He got out on a technicality. Doesn't make him not a rapist. We also know OJ's OJ's a killer.
Cuomo resigning, it doesn't make him a rational.
You don't think OJ did it? Listen, I look forward to the Bill Cosby, OJ Simpson tour where they try to find the killer and the rapist. Who did these horrible things?
Well, I've been working on a joke where they're going to start working on a show called Scott Free. And find people that got away with shit scot free, you know?
Yeah. Listen, my point is, I'm maybe naive. I expect better of our leadership, whether they be left, right, center. You do. It's really not that hard not to sexually harass somebody. It's really not that hard.
I don't think he thought he was sexually harassing, though. I thought he was just being a man flirting with women, and I think that's something that men do. We've all have flirted with women. You're married, Joe. You married?
I was.
Okay, so Joe, you flirt with women. Kevin Lee flirts with women, and Davin flirts with women. Are we sexual? We flirt with women as men. You met your wife. You obviously flirted with her, or you wouldn't be married to her.
Yeah, but there's no power in inequality.
So that's okay. So let's be honest. It's all about power, then.
Right, right. Well, that's what
it's about: power and $12 million.
No. If somebody's working for you, if you have an assistant. Right. That happens to be female, you cannot start talking about sex with her or touch her because there's a power imbalance. It's not fair.
I understand that.
When I met my wife, we were both two young people in a fucking club. There was no power imbalance. You know, when Joe met his wife at the time, there was no power imbalance. Now, Patricia, she was a booker and you were a comic, but she didn't have a lot of shit, so there was really no power imbalance. She had one room at Poughkeepsie.
One room at Poughkeepsie.
You know,
and she got me in a couple of rooms.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, if Patricia was booking, you know, if Patricia was Comedy Zone, there might have been a power imbalance. But Patricia had one room in Poughkeepsie, which wasn't that exciting to begin with. There was no power imbalance.
Hey, I used to be a good room back.
I like the room.
Good room.
Especially in the 80s. Listen, it was a really good room because it was sold out every
show. Get me wrong. It was a fun room. It was still the ballroom of a fucking hotel off the side of the highway. Let's not get crazy, kids. And the hotel stunk.
Place to work on a Friday stinks. And Saturday, nonetheless.
Yeah, I understand. But nobody was getting rich off of it. It wasn't exactly a star maker.
Steady three week a year gig. So, I understand.
See that picture?
Yes.
Okay. Is that sexual harassment?
Has Patricia seen that picture?
Yes, I put it on Facebook and Instagram. Joe, I know you can't see it. It's a picture of me at a comedy club, and I'm signing a female's breasts after the show. She asked for an autograph, and she wanted me to sign her tit.
Because there's no way to forcibly sign a tit.
Now,
your name will be illegible.
But this photo right here will come back and haunt me if I run for public office.
No.
15 years from now, it comes back and gets me.
The only thing, it could... Come back to haunt you as Kevin objectifies women. It can't come back to haunt you as sexually harassing because there's a picture there. The girl is smiling and she clearly asked for it. You're not holding her down. It's obvious that you weren't sexually harassing her.
Right, and you were signing a tip with your pen, not your tongue, so that's also helpful.
Well, someone's at, we got back to the hotel, Joe. No, I'm just kidding.
Gotta use your pick and not your dick.
Yeah.
You tell me about what happened later, Joe. No, I'm just kidding.
That's on you. No, that's clearly not sexual harassment. But you know what? I guarantee you there's lots of comics that have sexually harassed waitresses, which is why you get rules. Don't talk to the waitstaff.
Oh, yeah.
Waitstaff's not allowed to tell. Yeah, comics are leches. The thing is, except for Frank, and none of us are running for office.
So Frank should know better then. Well, he didn't know, and then he knows.
Well, he knows now. But listen, I mean,
they took down another good politician for something that he did. That, you know, but Well, he was doing his job for the state of Minnesota, and he lost his job.
No, he resigned. He resigned.
He had a choice.
That goes back to...
He shouldn't resign, though.
That goes back to my point. The Republican base is like, don't resign. The liberal base is like, you got to go. It's just the way that the bases look, and the politicians do what their bases make them do. If there wasn't pressure on Cuomo from the base, Cuomo would be governor in 15 days from now. But the base wanted nothing to do with it, and he lost the party. Also, Donald Trump was able to keep his party in the palm of his hand. They think differently. Cuomo couldn't do that. He did it for a long time. All the stories are coming out now about how Cuomo was a bully to the politicians. Mm-hmm. Trump was a bully to the politicians. They just stay in line for the most part.
And why is that, Joe? You're listening to this.
Well, I think Joe's a Republican politician.
I think because a lot more people in the Democratic Party, they're more known for more tolerance and understanding, and I think that it was bad for business.
It is bad. I agree with that.
Yeah. Well, that's what he said. That's why he stepped in.
Yeah, we agree. It was bad for business. But that's my point.
And
with the Republic,
like I was saying that my friend was saying, well, he should throw him out. I go, you're a prosecutor, and you know that it's got to be rule of law, not rule of emotion. There might have been stuff there where they said, you know, this stuff, there's going to be enough stuff coming out that it might be damning. And, you know, you got to remember something. I mean, Cuomo is very narcissistic. For him to allegedly do what he did, I mean, this guy has built his political career, and everything just crumbled because of him.
Yeah.
His attitude, his thing, you know, and he's only got himself to blame. So you would think that when everything was going on, he didn't have enough thought, especially the way the climate has changed with the Me Too movement, to go, you know what, I better relax because I could get in trouble here. But he is so narcissistic, and he is the emperor, that I think he just didn't care or was not self-aware of it.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Cuomo, that's what makes Cuomo one of the worst. It's like, you know, you're pretending to be this fighter for women's rights, and in the meantime, you're doing this shit. It takes a special type of narcissism and stupidity, which is another reason why, even though I like a lot of what he did for the state, he gots to go. You can't be that stupid. I mean, you just can't be that stupid.
And that was probably the meeting with the head of the Democratic Party of New York State. Or even with the Democratic Party, where you have, you know, exactly with what you said. Look, we are the champions for women's rights, equality, the Me Too movement. You can't stay.
But here's the sadness.
But it's not good for business.
Here's the sadness of what you just said, Joe. The things you talked about, women's rights, that type of thing. It's very sad that one party gets to lay claim to something like that. Because women are Americans, they're citizens. It really should be human rights, and I'd really like to think both parties were on equal footing with that, where both parties would go, you can't do that. Stop it. But you know, you laid out my point, and it's sickening, and I hope we do get to a point where both parties go.
You know, and also, you know, and like I said, the Me Too movement's got to get some sort of it. When the whole thing with Cosby getting released, immediately, you're free to go.
Well, we got a woman governor coming in, if that makes up for anything.
I don't know if it makes up for anything. We'll see how she governs.
Well, one of her first calls a day was to Reverend Al Sharpton. So,
okay, is that good?
That is good, I think.
Okay.
I like Al Sharpton.
Okay.
She made a phone call. No, he. I listened to his radio show on the way over here, and he said he got a call from her.
Look at Rev Al immediately name dropping. You won't guess who I was talking to today. She's not even governor yet. Al's dropping names. Al's going to march right up to Albany. We're going to get some handouts, some goodies. All right, you know, listen.
She needs the support of the African American community.
Listen, every Democrat in New York does. Yeah, I hope the conservatives realize that too. I mean, everybody should need support of the African American community because, again, they're humans and they're Americans.
Well, they got Tim Scott, so they'd be okay.
listen, man, that Tim Scott's a unique fella.
Yeah, he's unique, all right, and he's scary because he's actually he can win some stuff. You know, he can win if he runs. I mean, he hasn't. You know, he's a scary guy because
if Tim Scott would have run. Forget about how Tim Scott, for those who don't know, is the African American Republican senator out of South Carolina. And then we'll take a break. The interesting thing is Tim Scott would probably do better in a general. We're talking about for president. Would probably do better in a general election than he would in the Republican primaries. Because I don't think he would do good with the Republican base. Because a lot of the base, in my opinion, is racist. But if he got out of that, I think the Democrats should shit a brick because Tim Scott could become president.
But he's also one thing racist people like, though, is a black man that agree with them and knocks down the other establishment.
Are you calling Tim Scott an Uncle Tom?
Yes, I am, actually.
Okay. Right, well, you can say that. If I do it, we get letters. You can say that.
Hey, the black guest on Davin's Den is calling him Uncle Tom. Thank you, folks.
but see, that's something I or Joe or Pip, we could never.
I wish you guys would. I think you can.
You know, I don't know enough about the guy.
I do know enough about him, and I've done my research, and you know, come on, man. The guy came on national television and never mind. We don't have to get into him. But
I think Joe wanted to make a point on Tim Scott, and then we'll take
a break. Yes.
No, I was just saying, you know, there were people, you know, as a conservative, there were people before that. I wish Colin Powell, and I wish Condoleezza Rice, would have run for president.
Well, Joe, listen, I think those would be two fine choices, but they have no place in your party anymore. they are center right. They are not batshit crazy. That's why Colin Powell came out for Joe Biden. And Condoleezza Rice too, as I recall. And I agree with you. They would have been fine choices. Would there have been policy things I disagree with? Absolutely. But I don't think they're batshit crazy, and I think they're both intelligent, competent human beings.
Oh, by the way, Tim Scott got pulled over 22 times. This is a record. 22 times in the state of South Carolina by police officers. And then he stood on national television and said there's no racial profiling.
Then hasn't he been pulled over seven times in D.C. since he's been senator?
Yes. So 22 times.
What did he get pulled over for, was he? Something like that?
Why? If I had to explain that to you, Joe.
Well, hold on. Kevin calls me from outside. Listen, man, this cop is checking me out. But there's a lot of black people in this area.
I pull up in front of your house, and this cop comes by, and he looks over at me, and I look at him, and he goes up, he turns around, comes back. I see him eyeball my tags. I know he punched the tags in.
All right.
Somebody probably call and say, I've never seen that BMW around here before.
It's a nice car. I don't know. You are certainly more aware of it than I am. But there's a lot of African Americans who live around here.
Yeah, as an African American, we know when we're being tailed. Put it that way.
Okay.
We just know.
I'll take your word for it.
You read my tags.
I will take your word.
Matter
for
of fact,
it.
On this break, I'm gonna go check and make sure my car's still there.
I'm sure your car is there. Yeah. Well, if you don't die of COVID, all right. Unless you have anything more to add to the Tim Scott conversation.
No. Okay. No.
Let's take our first break. On the break, we have new music from John Carr with I Just Want to Love You. And we also have Partland with After the Movie. And you can learn more about Partland at fluttertone.com. Short break. When we come back, I guess we're going to do more race stuff. We're going to talk about do some School of Fools and a cotton picking assignment. That was a cotton picking problem. And, you know, talking with a black sense and big tech. All sorts of fun things to talk about. So don't go anywhere.
The Negro is here today.
What'd you say?
So that's why the token Negro is here today.
Well, no. Well, first of all, the Black Sense story is new. That just happened this week. The other thing is, I just had it for a while, and
I'm glad to be here.
No, listen. I mean, the three of us talk about race.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. But if I can have somebody, you know, of that race, it's better. Just like even this conversation we were having about sexual harassment, I was a little uncomfortable because I didn't have Pip here to give the woman's perspective. I like to have equal, as best representation as I can. So yeah, when I have you or
I think it was a good discussion. Though I mean, you know, it wasn't that biased. I mean, you know, we had all the points out.
Yeah, no, but I mean, yes, to Kevin's point, yes, you're black. There will be black topics if there's anything in the news because it makes for a better conversation than three Caucasians talking about this.
That's important. You're absolutely correct.
You know, listen, if we had shit to hide, it'd be like, all right, Joe, no racist shit this week.
Kevin's coming in, no racist shit.
All right.
Say that for next
Put on some powder. Look more white. Kevin's coming in. Have you been tanning? Shit. Kevin's going to think it's bad blackface. No.
Oh, yeah. Pandering to me. All right.
All right. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. All right.